Netherlands shifts billions in gold to London as geopolitical tensions rise. The Dutch central bank pulled 86 tons of gold out of the United States and Canada and moved it to London, a repositioning of 72.2 billion euros in total reserves that marks one of the clearest institutional signals, yet that North American custody is no longer the default safe haven for European sovereign wealth. The Nederlandsche Bank completed the transfer between March and August 2026, according to a statement published Wednesday. The operation involved physically transporting 27 tons of gold bars from New York and Ottawa to Zeist in the Netherlands, then moving a comparable quantity and quality onward to the Bank of England in London. The remainder of the reallocation was executed through a sell in New York, repurchase in London mechanism, allowing DNB to avoid melting down bars and to distribute operational risk across multiple transaction types. The logistics of the transatlantic physical shipment have not been disclosed. DNB President Olaf Slagsbøl said the move was necessary to strengthen our resilience and preparedness. That framing is deliberate. Central bank presidents do not use the phrase crisis situation in official statements without institutional intent. This is not portfolio optimization. It is geopolitical hedging, executed at scale by a G10 central bank. The nut paragraph: if a founding NATO member and core Eurozone central bank has concluded that gold held in New York and Ottawa carries excess risk, every sovereign wealth fund and institutional reserve manager globally has a reason to reassess its own custodial geography. The DNB move is not an isolated data point. It lands inside a broader bond market rupture, an active U.S.-Iran conflict, and a U.S.-Canada trade war that has produced a 50% tariff levy on approximately $28 billion, roughly $20 billion, of Canadian goods. The question for institutional capital is not whether this shift matters. It is how large the reallocation wave becomes. DNB's custodial map before and after. The numbers tell the story prior to Wednesday's announcement. DNB held 31.3% of its gold in New York and 19.7% in Ottawa. Both figures have now been reduced to 18.5% each. London's share has jumped from 18.1% to 32.1%, making the Bank of England the single largest custodian of Dutch gold. DNB retains 30.8% of its reserves on home soil in the Netherlands. Source: De Nederlandsche Bank, as reported by BBC News, September 2026. Total Dutch gold stock: 612.4 tons, valued at 72.2 billion euros as of end 2025. The implied value of the 86 tons transferred: at 72.2 billion euros for 612.4 tons, the average per ton valuation is approximately 117.9 million euros. The 86-ton reallocation, therefore, represents roughly 10.1 billion euros in custodial exposure shifted away from North America. That is the scale of the institutional vote of no confidence in dollar zone custody. Key figure: 10.1 billion euros in gold custody, calculated from DNB's disclosed per ton valuation, has moved from North American vaults to the Bank of England in a single six-month operation. The bond market wildfire provides the macro frame. The DNB move does not exist in isolation. It lands on the same day that BBC Economics editor Faisal Islam published an analysis describing global bond markets facing interest rates at multi-decade highs. Driven by the Strait of Hormuz closure and sustained U.S.-Iran hostilities, Islam cites Mohamed Elirian, who identified AI competition in bond markets as the largest new structural factor, and Lord Jim O'Neill, who pointed to uncertainty around U.S. policy and efforts by the U.S. government to manage down surging yields. The bond market context matters for gold directly. When sovereign yields rise to multi-decade highs, the traditional argument against gold, that it pays no yield, weakens relative to the argument for it, that it holds value outside the sovereign credit system. A central bank repositioning gold toward London precisely as bond markets destabilize is not coincidence. It reflects a judgment that the Bank of England's vault is a more liquid, more neutral, and more crisis-accessible location than Federal Reserve or Bank of Canada custody, when the U.S. itself is a party to active geopolitical conflict. DNB stated explicitly that gold held at the Bank of England is regarded as the world's most easily tradable gold, and more readily available in a crisis than reserves held in the U.S. or Canada. That is an institutional liquidity preference statement, not a yield optimization argument. It tells institutional investors where the crisis playbook points. The additional pressure. U.S. hyperscalers, including Google, Amazon, and Meta, have already issued over $219 billion of debt in 2026, nearly a third in non-dollar currencies, including sterling, up from $93 billion in all of 2025. And a prior annual average below $40 billion. That capital demand competes directly with sovereign borrowers in the same markets, pushing up the price of government debt and complicating the already strained fiscal positions of major economies. Gold held outside that system becomes structurally more attractive. The U.S.-Canada trade fracture as a custodial risk event the DNB decision explicitly cited increasing geopolitical unrest, without naming a specific country. The source text does not confirm what DNB was referring to. The proximate context, as reported, is a U.S.-Canada tariff dispute that escalated in August 2026 with a 50% levy on approximately C$28 billion, $20 billion of Canadian goods, targeting steel, aluminum, lumber, and automobiles. For a central bank holding gold in both New York and Ottawa, a bilateral trade conflict between those two custodial jurisdictions creates a specific category of counterparty and legal risk. Sanctions regimes, asset freezes, and capital controls are instruments of modern trade warfare. While there is no reported suggestion that either the U.S. or Canada threatened DNB's gold directly, the institutional logic is clear. When two of your three custodial jurisdictions are in active economic conflict with each other, consolidation into a neutral third jurisdiction, London, reduces correlation risk. This is the same logic that drove the Bundesbank's 2013-2017 repatriation of gold from New York and Paris, a historical precedent in which Germany returned over 300 tons of gold to Frankfurt. The DNB operation is smaller in tonnage but executed faster and with greater operational complexity, mixing physical transport and financial settlement to manage execution risk. What this means for Gulf Cooperation Council and Latin America Reserve managers the topic lane for Plecamium covers geopolitics, the Gulf Cooperation Council, and Latin America. The DNB reallocation has direct read-throughs for sovereign reserve managers in both regions. Gulf Cooperation Council central banks, several of which hold substantial gold reserves with U.S. custodians, face an analogous calculus. The Strait of Hormuz closure cited in the bond market analysis is a Gulf Cooperation Council-adjacent crisis that has already pushed global inflation higher and raised interest rate expectations across major economies. A Gulf Cooperation Council central bank holding gold in New York, while the U.S. is in active military conflict with Iran, is holding a custodial concentration risk that the DNB has just demonstrated can be reduced. The Bank of England's position as the post-DNB transfer leading custodian of Dutch gold reinforces London's role as the neutral, liquid alternative. For Latin American reserve managers, the U.S. tariff escalation against Canada offers a template. If the U.S. applies comparable trade pressure to major Latin American exporters, the legal and political risk of U.S. custodial concentration rises accordingly. Brazil, Mexico, and Chile all hold foreign exchange reserves with significant dollar-denominated components. Gold held in New York under those conditions carries political risk that gold held in London, Zurich, or domestically does not. The Plaquemium view the DNB operation is the most publicly documented evidence of a structural shift in sovereign gold custody preferences, and the market has not yet priced the second-order consequences. Our thesis: London is consolidating its position as the crisis custody standard for European and, increasingly, non-US aligned sovereign gold, and this creates a compounding dynamic. As more central banks migrate gold to the Bank of England, the liquidity premium of London-held gold increases relative to gold held elsewhere. That premium, in turn, justifies further migration. The DNB moved from 18.1% to 32.1% of total reserves in London is not a ceiling. It is a data point on an accelerating curve. The investment implication for private equity and institutional capital is not a direct gold trade. It is a geography of custody argument. Custodial infrastructure, vaulting services, gold clearing, and related financial services in London will see increased demand from sovereign clients who are making the same calculation DNB made. The London Bullion Market Association's position as the clearing standard for the world's most liquid gold market is reinforced, not just by tradition, but by active sovereign preference decisions being made in 2026. The risk plaquemium flags. The DNB move, combined with the bond market wildfire analysis from Islam, suggests that institutional confidence in the U.S. as a neutral custodial and financial anchor is eroding at a structural level. That erosion does not resolve quickly. It took decades to build the dollar's custodial dominance. The unwinding, if it accelerates, will take years and will show up first in gold custody data, then in reserve currency composition, and eventually in sovereign credit spreads. The DNB announcement is an early, measurable signal in that sequence. The U.S.-Iran conflict, the U.S.-Canada trade war, and the bond market stress are not three separate stories. They are three readings of the same instrument, a world in which the U.S. is simultaneously a military actor, a trade aggressor, and a fiscal stress point. Central banks that hold assets in U.S.-controlled or U.S.-adjacent jurisdictions are taking on exposure to all three simultaneously. The DNB has moved to reduce that exposure. Others will follow. The bottom line: DNB's repositioning of 86 tons of gold from North America to London is the largest publicly disclosed sovereign gold custody reallocation in the current geopolitical cycle. At approximately 10.1 billion euros in implied value transferred, it is a material institutional act, not a symbolic one. The Bank of England now holds 32.1% of Dutch gold reserves, the largest single custodial share, up from 18.1% before the operation. For institutional investors, the forward-looking claim is this: custody geography will become a formal line item in sovereign reserve management frameworks over the next 24 months. The combination of U.S.-Iran hostilities, the U.S.-Canada trade war, and multi-decade high bond yields documented by Islam has made the cost of custodial concentration in North America visible and measurable. DNB has published its response. The Gulf Cooperation Council and Latin American sovereign reserve managers who have not yet run this analysis are now behind the curve. London wins the near term. The structural question is whether that represents a durable shift in the architecture of global reserve management, or a cyclical hedge that reverses when geopolitical tensions subside. Plaquemium's position: the cycle is longer than the consensus expects, and the DNB move will look prescient before it looks reactive.